we really attacked the game for the first minute or two, which was encouraging. Like, it was a big occasion for us lads coming up, and I suppose we didn't really stand off Derry early doors. Now we got a great start, so it's a pity we didn't push on to 10 or 15 minutes for first half time.
There was brilliant fluency in the Leitrim play, and the build up play, the movement off the ball, the execution of scores, you know, so many things fell right. And sometimes for an underdog coming in, that's not always the case. So that's something obviously that the lads' head was in the right space coming into it.
Yeah, I suppose over the league campaign too, we've had chances to gel. When we got together last October, I suppose there's 30-40 lads, so it takes a bit of time to kind of get a bit of fluidity together. But I thought we've kind of gelled well over the past couple of weeks. Now I don't think we fully clicked today up front, but I suppose it's progress there for next year anyway, so in the league.
Talk to me a little bit now about the championship. It's just around the corner. Collectively as a group, how much confidence are you going to take on the back that you secure promotion from a very competitive Division 4?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's probably give us belief. That's the main thing. We played Mayo back in the 6th of January this year, and that was probably the kickstart. People might have said it was only an FBD league game, but it really kind of got the ball rolling. So going forward now, I think it's 6 weeks' time we play Rossi, so it's actually a short enough turnover. So we kind of have that belief there for that game, so it's just important we build on that progress now, you know. So
the taste of playing here in Croke Park, the taste of playing Mayo, going back to that particular game in January, will give you, I suppose, an indication what it's like to take on the bigger teams. Now, there's plenty of them in Connacht, Roscommon, albeit are relegated, but they played in Division 1, equally so Galway and Mayo are there as well. So that's the next challenge. But in order for a team to evolve and keep developing, the bar has to be lifted. And you seem like a group that wants to take on new challenges, and we're better now than maybe in the Connacht Championship to try out a few of those.
Exactly, yeah. I suppose when the boys come in, they have that experience and they've put things in place for us to kind of push on. But our main goal was to get up the division, and we've done that. I suppose initially now it's a wee bit disappointing, but when we reflect on it now, this will bring us on, because if we're playing the likes of the Rossies and that in Hyde Park in a couple of weeks, we need to be playing better teams, and at least we've secured that for next year. So
a man that you know well mentioned on commentary to me today, Aidan Rooney, that, you know, maybe it's time for the legacy of 94 to be parked. It's always there as a glorious past in Leitrim's history, but this bunch of players now, it's time for you guys to go out and maybe create your own little bit of history. Came close enough to that today, and again I presume that's something that you'll probably want to keep working on now.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, I suppose, you have that tradition there, and you can see from the crowd today that there's really passionate people in Leitrim. So I suppose for us it's important now that we just really build on this, and I suppose we might have lost today, but there's definitely good learning points there to take forward. So
we had the honour of being down in Manor Hamilton on Thursday night for one of the preview programmes, and you know, right across the county you could see where it was like. It reminded me of 94 today, coming up to it, everybody talking about the game, the flags, the buses, the numbers travelling up. Did you get a sense, very much being focused on the game, but what it meant to the people of Leitrim that they were up here in Croke Park and contesting the national final?
Yeah, well, I suppose myself personally, I'm up based up here in Dublin, so I missed a lot of that kind of buzz, that atmosphere at home, which might have been no harm leading up to a big game. But from speaking to family and speaking to friends, like, it did seem to give everyone a lift. And just even their playing today, like when you kick a score or one of the lads got a turnover there, there's a huge roar, like, and that really does give you a lift, you know. At the end of the day, you're only human, I suppose, and you do put all that aside. But like, to hear a roar like that, and you could see the fans out there today, they were brilliant.
There's genuine options having at the moment for Leitrim, not alone when it comes to the starting 15, but I presume there was players disappointed not to have made the 26 today, and for the guys who are on the bench maybe they didn't play, disappointment for them, and hopefully they'll come back now and they'll want to get a part of this action as well come the championship.
Totally, yeah. I suppose I feel now for some of the lads who didn't see time today, and you know, there's a huge panel there and they're all working together now. There's certain lads who didn't get game time today, I'd feel for them, but you look at, they'll probably push on now and kick on. But the competition is the key thing there, because you're always looking over your shoulder to see who's coming in for you or who's going to be in next. So I think it's a positive that there is quality there, you know, that's the main thing.
Finally, you seem like a bunch of players now at this stage of moral victories are something that you're not really interested in. I presume you want to obviously embrace the championship, you'll want to embrace Division 3, and you know, the retention of players is going to be important for next season as well. But there seems to be a good togetherness in this particular squad, and you look like a bunch of guys collectively that, you know, wants to go places.
Yeah, I suppose there's a good setup there with Terry and the boys. So when you have a setup like that, you know, everything is put in place for you. So all you have to do is kind of show up and work hard. And I suppose it's not just showing up to train, it's getting your lifestyle in order. So I'd imagine lads will stick together now and just push on from this.
Well, look at her look today, Evan. Thanks a million for joining us at Ocean, and thanks for all the memories throughout the league. I suppose it's important to look back at those. There were some great wins along the way. Any personal highlights?
Well, I suppose personally for me, my goal was just to get involved in this and just to be a part of it. So just to be involved is the biggest plus for me. So yeah, I've enjoyed it now. So we'll relax for a week or two. We'll go back at it again then. So
good man. Enjoy the All County League in the meantime.
Thanks a million. Cheers.
Have the best.